Remember Michael Avenatti, Sloppy Daniels' lawyer, the media darling who was on cable news every single day to repeat the same exact story for maximum saturation? My client Stormy Daniels had an affair with Donald Trump, and he paid her $130,000 in us money. Well, the reason we haven't heard from him lately is because he's been in prison for defrauding Stormy Daniels and numerous other clients of his. Yesterday, MSNBC conducted an over-the-phone interview with him from prison because on Monday, Donald Trump's first criminal trial starts over the payment to Sloppy, which the Marxists are claiming was a campaign finance violation because he didn't list it as a campaign finance expense because it was a personal expense, and even if he wasn't running for president, he still would have paid her the money. Everybody knows that. But they decided to conduct an interview with him because that's going to be the hot topic very soon. And I'll play the clip in just a moment. And let's just say he's playing a different tune these days that didn't sit very well with MSNBC.
And you join us at a very newsworthy time. Some of your lawyering led to the exposure, the evidence in this case. The New York trial now will be Donald Trump's first and possibly only trial this year. How do you assess the strength of the prosecution's case?
Well, I think what I'm about to say is going to surprise a lot of people, and that is that, I think this is the wrong case at the wrong time, Ari. I think that the case is in many ways stale at this juncture. You're talking about conduct that occurred some 8 years ago. I think the fact that it's occurring in state court in New York is a mistake. And I think that when you are going to potentially deprive tens of millions of Americans of their choice for the presidency of the United States, whether we agree with those folks or not, or regardless of what we may think of Donald Trump, I think it's a mistake to do it based on a case of this nature.
Look at how sad and disappointed the MSNBC host is. But before you get too excited and start thinking that Michael Avenatti is now a MAGA supporter, he's actually thinking about this very strategically. And he goes on to elaborate his point, and he makes a lot of sense.
I was hoping, frankly, that there would have been less hand-wringing, less bedwetting, and that the January 6th case would have been filed in a more timely manner. There's no excuse or reason as to why that case could not have been brought in 2021, and it should have been brought in 2021. And had it been brought in 2021, we would not find ourselves in the situation that we're in right now.
You get it? Because the other criminal cases that they've jumped up against Trump, no pun intended, have the potential to be a lot more damaging to him because of the coverage that they would generate, particularly the one by Jack Smith regarding January 6th. But those most likely will not make it to trial until after the election, until next year. So this is all they've got. A billionaire playboy who entered into an NDA with some floozy almost 10 years ago now, who claimed that she had an affair with him, which, again, he would have done even if he wasn't running for president because of the damage that it would have done to his family. And they're claiming that that's a felony and that was a campaign finance violation. The two panelists that MSNBC had lined up to talk about the incredible exclusive interview with Michael Avenatti weren't very happy that he did not try to gaslight the audience and instead expressed his frustration in the failed attempts to try to derail President Trump's campaign.
What do you think of the two points he makes there, that he does expect Trump to be convicted, but he also thinks there are issues in this case?
I wouldn't take the word on his word on either of those two things. He knows nothing about this case.
He was supposed to come on this network and hype up how devastating, damaging this case would be, not downplay it or ridicule it.
What did you think of his concern about Cohen as a witness?
Well, sure, Cohen has problems as a witness. But the question before the jury is not whether you think he lied in the past. It's whether you can believe him now.
Michael Avenatti turned out to be such a fantastic lawyer that Sloppy Daniels lost the case that he filed against President Trump and then had to pay Donald Trump's legal fees to the amount of $122,000. American Greed, the series on CNBC about scammers and con men, actually did an entire episode about Michael Avenatti.
Federal indictments accuse Avenatti of owing the IRS $5.2 million. prosecutors allege Avenatti skimming state and federal tax withholdings taken from every employee's paycheck. Avenatti even considers a run for the White House himself to replace the president he calls a fraud.
With all this talk about Stormy Daniels back in the news, which will dominate the mainstream cycle for the next few weeks with the trial coming up next week, I mean, I'm wondering what's next. Are they going to bring back the old Russiagate conspiracy? Oh, wait, what's this?
Russian propaganda has infected the Republican Party's base, and the Republicans in Congress were repeating Russian propaganda on the House floor.
This is Stephen Colbert on Monday.
Can I get a witness? Have you?
With the most moronic member of Congress ever, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you turn on any House oversight hearing in the last year, you will see Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and all these folks engaged in wildly propagandistic rhetoric.
Republicans are engaged in spreading Russian propaganda. That is the same Democrat talking point that we have heard every single day for the last 8 years. Here's Nasty Pelosi on MSNBC yesterday.
So it's who benefits from it? Donald Trump. Who benefits from Donald Trump? Putin. There's, in my view, a connection there.
And speaking of conspiracy theories, Ben Shapiro has a new one. He now believes that if you don't want to give aid to his favorite foreign country, Israel, then you are controlled by Hamas. Posting, quote, "The Biden administration is now effectively preparing to make aid to Israel contingent on unspecified changes to Israeli policy," meaning he just doesn't want them to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians from the region, because that's going to look very, very bad if the United States continues to fund that. And so little Ben says, well, that means that Israel can do little or nothing to appease the White House. Hamas is now in control of the Biden administration. This from the person who the mainstream conservative media has ordained one of the most brilliant political minds of our time. And after Tucker Carlson's latest interview with a Christian pastor that he posted yesterday about Israel and American aid to Israel, Ben Shapiro is going to have a heart attack.
If you wake up in the morning and decide that your Christian faith requires you to support a foreign government, I think you've lost the thread.
Oh, and by the way, the new Christ is King shirt is finally available in my online store at markdice.com. Or click the link in the description below. It's available right now in either black or white t-shirts. I'm still working on getting some other colors. I should have some other colors up there soon. And maybe hoodies and long sleeves as well. But right now, you can get the t-shirt in black or white by heading on over to markdice.com. Or click the link in the description below and check them out.